Hello, hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, hello, hello,
Yes.
hello.
Monster.
Dude, the third episode of Noob Tube. I
Yeah,
don't
what
know what the
happened to Cookie Monster?
He abandoned us already.
Oh,
Crunchy.
Noob Tube.
But more friends. Love to play games.
Hey.
Thank you. We don't need Yoda. All
right. Back. I don't know. All right. So yeah, welcome to the third episode of Noob Tube. Is this our Halloween special?
It is!
It is.
Yes.
It sure it's not it better be. I've been researching.
I'm hoping you got some scary sounds to play.
Doesn't sound like he says it yet.
Ooh!
One who has
taken time
off myself.
You know what would have been good? Like the Michael Jackson Thriller laugh. That would have been cool.
Yeah, actually, that's so lucky. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Someone
okay, so maybe we'll save that for next year.
Yeah. You know, you gotta have an alpha and then a beta. This is just the third version.
Yeah.
We got room to improve.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
just start
so
ball rolling. What do we have in store today? We have a few things, actually. We're going to talk about the horror-themed games, and to talk first is Tuan, because I believe you had a game that you wanted to talk about in particular.
Oh, yes. But before I talk, because I wanted to talk about System Shock 2, but before I talk about that, I just want to show off a little bit of research I did. Not very hard research, but I did a little bit of research. Because I've been playing...
such a show-off.
I put in a little bit of research. I want to show it off. Because you know how I've been playing like WoW and Lord of the Rings Online, all those kind of games? World of Warcraft, every year they have like a Halloween theme when Halloween comes on. Well, they do it for lots of different holidays, which I think is really cool. Like for Halloween, around Halloween time, they have this holiday called Hallow's End. They call it in Blizzard. So basically, these quests will pop up at that time of year, and it's just fun things to do. Like, you know, there'll be like quests popping up in front of the inns and stuff, and you just do them. And I did them this year and had a blast. I had a really, really good time. Like, I didn't have time to do all of them because, yeah, I didn't get time to play them all, but like a few really interesting ones was like you do this like Halloween thing, and the reward you get is this pumpkin, 5 pumpkins in your backpack, right? And it's so cool because basically you equip the item, and it basically makes you have a pumpkin head, right? So you're walking around with a pumpkin head, which is great in itself. The best thing is if you target another person, any person, you click on that pumpkin, it throws it, and it lands on their head, and they've suddenly got a pumpkin head.
Is it
so
consumable?
Do you have pumpkin heads or
it's
just one?
Consumable, yes, it's 5, but like I think I'm not sure. I think the quest is repeatable. I'm sure it probably is. So it's basically it's so much fun because I wish you guys and stuff were playing, because if you ever walk past me, I would just chuck a pumpkin head on you. And I was just in town and I'm chucking pumpkin heads on random people. It was really fun.
Yeah, I remember that, because remember when we were playing WoW, and they always do this, like. Last time I remember when I went through the Halloween special, you could get like a magic wand that if you used it, it turned someone else into like some little
a
critter
unicorn
or something. Yeah. And before the start of the raid, everyone would like whip out all these things that they've picked up during these specials, and they'd be turning people into little critters just
so,
all over.
Like skeletons and stuff, yeah?
Yeah,
it's
right.
Fun.
So,
it's great fun.
Remember the Christmas special?
Yep.
And
the hats and
the snowballs.
Snowballs are cool.
They were the consumable item, like you. But the thing is that they were annoying, especially like after, because I used to stack up a whole bunch.
Me too. I used to put my whole bank full of snowballs.
Yeah, I put up my bank full of snowballs because I knew that they would be so valuable. Because
yeah.
What? when you're running for a quest, you can equip the snowball and you can chuck it at someone and it will trip them up, so they would fall on the ground and have to get back up.
So funny. It's the best. Yeah. Snowballs.
It would just be annoying. And it was the best. I love it.
Yep.
So this year it's pumpkins. Last time was snowballs.
Oh, so this was Christmas time?
Yeah, Christmas.
Mm. And so there's a whole heap of cool stuff to do. I didn't get a chance to do all of it, but it's really fun. It makes the game really fun. Cool. Yeah. Now, I'm going to move on to the game I wanted to talk about, which was one of the scariest games I've played. Basically, it's called System Shock 2, and Vu knows this game very well as well.
I do. Classic.
It's classic scary game. Like, a lot of people will know this. It inspired Bioshock, you know, the game that's really popular these days. It was inspired by System Shock and System Shock 2. And basically, the whole idea of this game is, like, you just woke up on this ship in space. You don't know what's going on, except that things have just gone to hell. Like, everything's gone crazy. You're trying to figure out what's going on. And all you can find about what's going on is, like, logs, video audio diaries that you pick up of people, of what they've been doing, scientists and stuff. And this game is so scary because it's all about the atmosphere. The scary thing about this game is that there is no point where you ever feel safe. Because you know how when normally you play a game, you could pause the game if you wanted to, or go into inventory, stuff like that. This game, none of that. If you look in your inventory, the game's still going on. So if you're equipping something, monsters can still attack you and stuff. And that is...
So you can't pause it?
You cannot pause it. There's no pause.
That's like hardcore.
Yeah, it's so hard.
Can you save?
You can save it, yes. But the whole idea is the game, they never ever want you to feel safe. Basically, when you kill all the monsters on a level, they will respawn. You can never clear it. So basically, you're doing it and you're always on edge.
That means you always have to keep running and moving and make sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like the respawn's crazy, like, it's just like, it'll just slowly respawn, but you never ever feel safe. Except, hey, remember the elevator?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a thing where it's really creepy, but then you'll go into the elevator to go between levels of the ship, and they put on, like, the elevator music, and it's like, oh, you feel really safe in there, and then the doors open, and it's like, oh, crap, it's starting again.
Yeah, no, that's when I started feeling safe in elevators.
Yeah. The music puts you to ease. But and it's...
You go.
This game is like... Like, if you read about it, people get creeped out by this game. They'll say it's, like, the scariest game, not because it's in your face, but because it uses your imagination. To the point where, when I load up the game and I hear, you know the bit where you start off a game, it goes new game, load game, save game, all that stuff? There's, like, that, and there's the sound of an engine, a ship engine or something, which goes vroom, vroom, or something like that. And just that sound effect reminds me of the game, and it creeps me out, even the menu screen. Yep. It's so... And it's because sometimes you hear things in the distance and you won't even see them, like monkeys and witches and stuff like that. You'll hear them in the distance and you don't know where they're coming from.
Yeah. And the thing is, like you said, the game isn't like a massive, fast-paced action.
Yeah, it's slow.
Yeah, you could actually go through, like, you know, half a level and you're not bump into somebody.
Nothing.
Just the creepiness of just not... having anyone around.
Exactly.
And you don't know if there's anything around the corner.
Yeah.
Say, people used to make walkthroughs for games.
Yes.
Could you walkthrough for this game?
Yeah, you do have to have a walkthrough because you need to know where to get, like, keys and upgrades and stuff like that. But,
But are the monsters, like, they pop out at different stages? I'm guessing there's certain points where, you know, they're actually supposed to pop up, but... Other than that, do they just come at you at random?
They'll wander around the level, I think it is. They'll just wander around the level.
They just roam.
Yeah.
I mean, they got, I guess, roaming areas.
Yeah.
Stay around, but yeah, don't know where they are. And the thing is, you can hear them as well. Like, I remember there was one moment that stuck out to me in that game was near the start of the game, and you bump into this android lady. I don't know, but she was like the scariest thing I could ever imagine.
Mm.
She was like this half woman, half robot, but she was just psychotic the way she spoke. It was like this calm voice that, like, you know, where are you?
Sorry.
Creepy ass.
I can sense you around here.
My cousin.
And she was hard to kill, especially at the start. And the thing is, like, at the start, you don't have many weapons. You only got, like, a pistol. And ammo was scarce. So I would try to run away from her. And, like, I would duck into an office and just hide under a desk. And I could hear her walk by. And go, I sense something around here.
Creepy ass, man.
I think that's the theme, common theme with a lot of these horror games. They have limited ammo. In every horror game, you don't have limited ammo. You can only use it to kill certain monsters.
And you know the thing about the guns in this game? If you use them, they start wearing out. You've got to repair them, and they'll jam and stuff.
Really? I haven't come across that one. But
yeah.
But I think, like, every horror game that's come after this, every classic
based on this,
has been, yeah, has followed the same sort of framework that they set up in, like, you know, you always got to have amnesia. You don't know anything at the start of the game.
You have to figure it out. It's a mystery.
Yeah.
It's
like, and you always get thrown into a place where everyone's died, and the only way you can piece together people's stories is through, like, some sort of letters or audio logs.
They must have copied System Shock, don't you reckon? Because it's,
I think so.
The primary one.
Yeah, because a lot of games have copied it. Like, you think of, say, what is it? Oh, what's that one we played, Don?
Fear.
Dead Space.
Oh, Dead Space.
An awesome game.
Another classic. Yeah. Which, yeah, copied the same format. You just thrown onto a spaceship in the middle of nowhere. That's everyone's just died. Yeah.
That one was cool because you had, once again, you start off with really simple weapons, limited ammo, and, like, I think you even had chainsaws and stuff like that. That's another weapons. They're quite gory. You can get chainsaws running around, sawing monsters' limbs off. But, yeah, that's a few nightmares from playing those games.
Are you done with System Shock? Or?
I just wanted to say, like, I would love to talk more, but I'm not going to say it in case it spoils people, because the villain in System Shock is one of the most greatest villains in computer games history. Okay, cool. I'm ready. I'm done.
How old is that game?
We were playing it in uni days, Vu. So that would have been 2000s? 2000? What do you reckon? Hello? Oh, no. Can't hear him. Hello?
Pixelated.
Hello? I just kicked out. I missed that whole last 15 seconds.
That's okay.
Yep.
You'll catch on. We were just talking about the graphics of System Shock as well.
Oh, yeah. What about the graphics?
Oh, no, I was just saying. Design? Yeah, they're very clean.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Really good. That was by was that by Looking Glass?
Yes, Looking Glass.
Such a great games company. They were awesome. Really good games. They made
what other games?
Deuce X, or Deus Ex, whatever you want to call it. And
remember that was like Jewel Burrard in that game.
Mm.
Or Guy with the Trench Coat.
Yep. Cool. I'm done with System Shock. So you.
I'll go back to the how you're talking about the lift. You know how.
Yeah.
In System Shock, the lift was like your friend because the levels would be scary as hell, and as soon as you jumped into a lift, you felt safe. Like you didn't want to. There were times when
they even had the elevator music.
Yeah. Was
that like a save point?
No. It's just you go between levels. Like, every level is pretty big.
Yeah.
So you go up, like, engineering
floor. So you can still die after that and after you have to go through the whole thing again.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what they have? They have these things where they clone you, basically. Like, a machine, right? And you use that machine and it'll clone you. So if you die, you get respawned at that clone machine. Yeah, and also you can save game just as any PC game also.
So that means that you're already dead. You're just a clone of yourself.
Yeah, you're just basically reanimated.
You're screwing with your mind.
That's it.
Actually, my friend told me about an anime series that was kind of similar in that regard, where it's like you die. And you go into this like this realm. It's like a video game kind of thing. And,
is this
like,
Sword Art Online?
Potentially. I can't remember. He was just giving me, just a gist of what it was about. It's like, you know, once you get into this game, you're actually already dead.
Oh, because it might be Sword Art Online, because in that you're in like an MMO type game. I don't know much about it. That's all I know. Do you know what it's called, your anime?
And then after you come back as a clone. So it kind of sounds very similar to how that game...
Yeah, I'm not sure, actually.
Goes.
It's supposed to be pretty good, huh?
But yeah, it's probably too gory.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I think, Vu, you said you wanted to talk about... what was it? A different game?
Oh, What game was that? Did I put it down?
Yeah, Zombie HQ.
Oh no, that was last week.
Was it?
Last week, yeah, you did talk about that, yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Left 4 Dead, that was it, sorry, Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, we can all talk about that.
That was fun time.
Yeah. Talk about like a great game you can have on a LAN night with, you know, just
so much fun, especially with this 4 players. Perfect.
Yeah.
We should. Hey, are we doing a LAN night?
Yes, we need to,
and we'll Rhapsody if we can.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
We'll play on hardcore mode.
Yeah.
Put the die by your hand.
As soon as you can't kill your own teammates.
I brought that up today at dinner. I was talking about dinner, and I brought that up because I was telling them, like, you know how you have to help pip your friends when they fall? I accidentally shot someone instead of pulling them up, and I was like, oops, sorry.
It's like, you know, you're helping out a dead a
yeah,
dead
I know.
Child,
it happens in movies, you know. I'm doing you guys a favor. Ending the pain. Yeah. Better than death by zombie, trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's set the scene of Left 4 Dead for people who don't know it.
Mm.
It's like a first-person shooter, but you're like these four survivors, so you can play multiplayer four people. It's a co-op game, so you sort of you wander through a city, try to get from one end to the other.
Oh no, not again! Ah,
gets hurt. You have someone else. There's about a limited amount of time when, like 30 seconds, when you have to have a teammate come over to help that person up. Otherwise, I think they die. So.
To the next checkpoint.
Yeah. Otherwise, they get revived. The remaining survivors have to run to the checkpoint, and if they make it there, then that person mysteriously pops up again. But otherwise, you kind of, if you all die, you have to restart. So it's kind of brutal game, but it's fun. It's challenging in that way.
You have to do teamwork, that means.
Yeah, and us four, we play it. Because it's a great multiplayer game.
So much fun, so much laughing.
It is eerie, especially who is that? That witch?
Yeah, the one. Yeah. You gotta turn off your flashlights and creep past her and stuff.
Yep, yeah, if you walk close, you can hear this girl crying, and she's always hiding in some dark corner. But the thing is, like, the natural thing is to go wander and find out who this voice is coming from.
You just wanna help her out.
Yeah, you just wanna turn on the flashlight and just point. That's it.
That's the one.
Turn off the flashlight.
Yeah, then later on when, you know. Tell me you don't want to help a girl out like that.
Is that the sound she makes? Oh my god.
Yeah.
Just imagine you're in the dark playing that.
Yep. I was talking to my at dinner today, and my sister and her friends had played Left 4 Dead, and she goes, you know how they have the mode where you can actually play as the zombies? So you have your friends, and some people will be the humans, and some people will actually inhabit the zombies. So they'll play like the zombies, and if they die, they get to respawn and stuff. So that's kind of cool too. But we've never done that yet.
Everyone likes to
No, that's for Left 4 Dead 2.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
A new mode.
Yep.
Yeah. But there's different types of zombies. So there's the witch. But I don't think you can actually play as the witch.
You can only play as like tank and stuff.
Yeah, you can play as a tank, and this is like this massive dude that just like takes forever to kill.
Rams into you, like the guy that's in trouble.
There's a smoker, I think.
Yep.
And the boomer's really cool. He's like this fat dude
He blows up, when you shoot him, is it?
Yeah, but like he vomits this kind of goo on you, and like if it does get on you, then all the normal hordes like just come around and start attacking you. But if you kill him too close to yourself, then he kind of like spits it out.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like aliens, you know, aliens versus Predator. Yeah.
I never got to play that. That was.
I know, but it's just the movie, you know, Predator.
Yeah. Yep.
Aliens, sorry, not Predator.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember, I think that was the first game that I've researched around, and there are actually not many multiplayer horror games, and there's like this trend where it's very hard to make a multiplayer horror game scary. Because after a while, if you've got unlimited ammo or things like that, you know,
yeah.
all around. But I know when we were playing, we turned the lights all out and we got the headphones on.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's got the eerie atmosphere. And yeah, we would all be in one area waiting for the monsters to come. You say, are you guys ready? Are you guys ready? Because you have to flick a switch and you need the monster.
And then it starts.
That anticipation of that was very scary.
Yeah. Remember that mission where we're near the helipad and we're all in the cupboard?
Yeah. I kept trying to kill everyone. Did we ever pass that mission?
No.
I think so.
We nearly did.
No, yeah. We did.
No. We were like, I think what happened was that we got to the end. We had to run to the helicopter, but then I think there was only two of us surviving.
Then Toon shot us.
I think it was maybe someone in Toon. Or something like that. And then the other person, they were both running to the helicopter. One person got knocked down. So the other guy went back.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Both dying.
Oh. So, but if one guy got to the helicopter, would that have passed the mission?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's probably where we have to pick up from.
Yeah. I think, you know, the way with Left 4 Dead, I think they put in zombies to match the tempo of the game. So at the end point, I think they spawn a lot or something. Is that, I think that they have.
Yeah.
To make it really exciting.
So they do have random spawns, but but yeah, like especially for like, you know, little bits where you need to flip a switch to call the helipad or something, they'll, you know, purposely make it a lot harder.
Yeah. Oh, so cool.
Yeah. But it was just cool when we were playing the harder levels because, like, you know, every time you got hit by a zombie, you actually took a lot of health.
Yeah.
And so we end up running short on like little health packs.
We were running into a cupboard, all of us running into this behind this one door, crammed inside, and zombies were coming. We would just blow the door apart every time someone would try to come through. We'd just shoot through it.
Yeah.
But one of us would get grabbed every now and then.
Oh, because they actually got the guy who's got the tongue or something and he pulls you out, right?
Yeah, that's the smoker.
It's like, chill.
And then we're like thinking, oh yeah, the tank's not going to fit in here. And he's like, squeezing us. Right?
We'll all start to break down.
Developers thought of everything.
I know.
They probably purposely put that cupboard there because they knew everyone would just run in.
Yeah, it's so tempting.
Remember there was that one level where we had to run through the middle of this street where there's cars on either side. The checkpoint was on the other side, but then in our way was, I don't know, some big guy or something, and a horde of zombies. I think the three of you guys died, and I could sense that it was all lost. We traveled such a long way to get this point that I just sprinted for the end.
Did you make it?
I made it.
Oh, nice. And so does that mean we respawn in the...
Yeah, but it was funny because I just left all you three fighting.
Yeah, it's like, it's not going to end well.
I was like, screw you, I'm out of here.
It's like The Walking Dead where you're like, kind of like, you've got the guys that do the distracting and the other guy goes to the... to the end point.
Yeah. It's always, and the movie is always from the other guys, the guys who are fighting point of view.
And then you see this other guy just running up.
Sprinting up, like, come back here, you coward.
Have you guys played Slender Man before?
I've never played it. I wanted to play it. I've always wanted to, because I've watched people, you know, on YouTube, people post their reactions playing it, and they freak out. They seriously freak out when it comes out.
It's a very scary game. It's a very simple game, and I've played it.
Collect pages or something, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. And you're collecting pages and trying to figure out a story. And there's actually a, you know, it's a urban myth or something about the Slender Man. If you look it up on Wiki, it's got a bit of history behind it. But I did play it. For those who get a bit motion sick, I wouldn't recommend it, which is probably me. Because there's a lot of running around, and I don't think you're supposed to look behind you, otherwise, you know, he'll come and get you. So there's a bit of a skill to it.
Mm.
But I thought it was okay. It was quite creepy, but after a while, I just got really annoyed because I probably kept...
Weird.
Did you see Slender Man?
You can, yeah, you do see Slender Man. That's how you die.
How do you not see him? Like, how do you not turn around? Because you always...
Well, that's the thing. That's what's quite unique about the game is that you have to not turn around in the game, but yet you're maneuvering around the map, so you can see him at the corner of your eye, you know, catching slowly. So and your screen goes blurry every now and then, so or static, so you know he's around you, but you have to kind of sense. And there's a point in the game where you definitely know he's behind you, and you're not allowed to turn around at all.
That's creepy. So you have to just go forward.
You need to kind of strafe left, right, and you go forward. So you're not like relenting.
If he stands still, does he actually grab you if you don't turn around even?
Pretty sure, because he catches up with you too.
Oh, so that's creepy because you can't turn around. So if you turn around, does he come quicker or something?
Yeah, that's right. So the whole game is set in the dark, from what I remember, and there's a flashlight, and you can run. You get tired as well if you run too much.
Is it just a game? Is it a free game, or do you have to buy it or something?
Yeah, free. It's free.
Free.
Yep. I think there's a number two as well, but I just wanted to see how it was. And I thought it was okay, but creepy.
Can you win the game?
Yeah, you can. Yep. You can win.
Cool.
Kind of. Yeah.
Wow.
No spoilers.
Yep. All right, gotcha.
So you turn around and you see him, then that's game over, is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
You should play it.
What's he look like?
He's just a really tall
guy. A white stocking on his head. Socks.
Something strange about somebody who's so
Don,
tall.
Don, do you reckon we could play it on our LAN night? Would it take long to play?
No, well, it might take a while to finish. Not too long to finish, but definitely we'll play it on the LAN night. Definitely.
Yeah, just to have a, I just wanted to love to have a look at it, just to see what it's like. Yeah. I've never played it. Yeah.
Hey.
But is it like a multiplayer thing?
No.
No.
I think one person plays, the rest of us watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
It takes a chance because you'll probably die quite a bit.
Yeah.
Hey, while we're on the topic of like scary monsters, what do you reckon is the scariest monster you've encountered in a game?
In a game? Oh, I wish you'd ask me this, so let me think about it for a week. You guys start. Because I might have to get back to you next show. Because I'm sure there are scary ones.
You other guys got... like a character?
I'll
start with mine then.
Okay.
So I brought the topic. But easily for me is in the Dead Space series, there's always the guys that you fight are called necromorphs, so they're these people who have been sort of undead and they've just been morphed beyond recognition, like they got like knife arms and like they shoot. I don't know, multiple heads and things. It's just spooky. But the one guy that sticks out to me, and there's always one in each of the three Left 4 Dead, so they've been, not Left 4 Dead, Dead Space. There's one necromorph that you can't kill. The only thing you can do is slow him down. And so no matter how much you shoot him, you see he sort of shoot off his limbs, but he reanimates. And then in that time that he's reanimating, you just have to run away from him. And that just, every time I see him, I'm like, oh, shit, I know I got to sprint somewhere.
Yeah.
Safe zone. And there's always like the one moment that's stuck in my mind is that there's this, you don't encounter him until this one point where you sort of like you have to move all this cargo about, and one of the cargo pieces has one of these guys, I think it's called like Uber Morph or something like that, and you see him there and you're like, oh crap, I know what's coming now. Then, throughout the rest of that level he's chasing you everywhere, like you'll run to a safe point and he'll disappear, but then later on he'll just reappear again and chase you again. And you can't do anything. You just got to shoot him to buy time and then run away. And then at the end of that level, you're calling a tram. And in the moments where that tram is coming, he just happens to pop into the room. And that's where he's just running around in circles, shooting off his legs, then running.
Damn it, public transport.
As soon as that tram comes, I jump in, press the button, go.
Ding, 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 ding.
I close that door, damn it. Yeah.
Well, I don't have the scariest boss in the game, but the scariest game that I remember playing that probably gave me nightmares and reduced my life by several years was a game called Fatal Frame, which is also known as Project Zero. It's a Japanese game.
Oh, take photographs, isn't it?
Yeah, it's you walk. There's a story to it, but you're from what I remember, you have a photo, a camera, and the only way to kill a ghost is to actually take a picture of it. So the ghost is coming up to you, and you need to take a shot of it, a good shot of it, in order to kill it. And it's constantly moving, and each ghost has different powers, and you can level up your camera. But yeah, I remember playing that game. I was freaked out. I was like, I don't think many people... Have you guys at all played it?
No, I haven't, but you've told me about this game.
I've seen a little bit of it. I haven't played it, though.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. I don't know if it's available anymore.
How recent is it?
It's 2000. There's been a few editions, but like 2001, 2003, 2005, and 2008. There's a few skins as well.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called Fatal Frame.
Hey, I'm getting that echoey again.
Yeah.
Is it still echoey?
It's probably Drew.
It's gone now, yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, so that's my favorite scary game. Up to you, Drew.
How about you, Merv?
Scary.
He's fighting under his covers.
I don't know. I haven't played that many scary games. Like I've only played those first person shooter ones, but I think the only one that I've played was maybe like something like Silent Hill.
Oh yeah.
Whereas, like, you know, more like those individual single player, where it feels like, you know, it's just you against the game, and it's kind of scary. Like I think when you play something like Left 4 Dead, even though it's kind of scary, but if you play with a group,
it's not as scary.
You kind of got someone with you, like to man your back, then you feel okay. But yeah, but when you play those kind of games where it's just like, you know, it's you against them, it's kind of, it creeps me out. I can't finish a game like that. I'll play a bit of it, and after I was like, nah, too intense. I'll just play something else. In terms of a scary boss, I don't think I've got one other than maybe Fear. You know that little girl?
Yeah.
How just like appears out of nowhere. I think that that's probably just, I think that's the creepy factor rather than, you know, the girl looking scary. But, you know, just like seeing her just pop out right next to you kind of like just gives you a jolt.
Yeah, when was it that movie producers started to realize that little girls can be really scary?
The Drew Barrymore Firestarter? She had a few powers in that one.
Because remember in the 80s, it was always like Freddy Krueger or Jason, and then somewhere along the line,
Carrie's female. Carrie.
But she's not a little girl.
Isn't she?
She's a teenage. And then they just got younger. They
got younger.
The Japanese found out that the younger they are, the more scary. Soon they're going to have babies.
But then they're just like young things.
John, have you...
I have a couple, actually, just quickly, because I can't think of one defining one, except for System Shock, which we've already talked about. But I'm going to remember, like, I used to play a game called Dreamfall, which is the sequel to Longest Journey. And basically, in this level, you're creeping around some guy's house, like, you're sneaking around. And in the background, you're walking in the corridors, and in the background, there's, like, this girl. She looks like she's dead or asleep or something. She's dead, basically. And she's hooked up to this thing. And you walk past, and as you walk past, suddenly she gets up slowly and starts moving towards you. Just the fact that you thought she was a dead corpse, and then she gets up, it's creepy as hell.
Wow, it's freaking me out already.
It is! Can you imagine it? You think it's dead, and all of a sudden it just starts moving. Yeah, that's like, well, I remember that moment.
You just gotta put a few more bullets into it.
Yeah, or you just run. Oh, and can I just quickly mention another one? Because I remember that this, when I was in like primary school, we used to play this game called Maniac Mansion, which is like from LucasArts. You know the game. It's before Day of the Tentacle. And you sneak into this mansion of like a mad scientist. And basically, the creepy part for me was like when you go into the kitchen, right, you're picking up stuff. And there's a thing where there's a time limit. If you stay in that kitchen too long, the guy who lives there, he's been coming down the stairs. You see the cutscene where he leaves his room because he hears something. And then if you stay in that kitchen too long, he comes in and you have no control. Once he comes into the kitchen, it's like he'll just walk up to you and grab you and put you in the jail. And so that character's in the jail for the rest of the game until they can get out. So that's creepy because there's a time limit, you know? So you got to get in, do your thing, and try to get out quickly or something from memory. So that was creepy.
See, the old games, even though they didn't have very good graphics,
yeah,
they still keep the creepy theme. Because
yes, they did it well.
that were text-based or just
yeah,
really...
Yeah, because your imagination, select. Yes.
Because you had to read this stuff and you had to, yeah. like, you know, reading a book, but, you know, through a game.
Yep, I know what you mean.
We need to have that land night.
Yeah, good. Halloween-themed land night.
Yeah, we need pumpkin heads, carved out pumpkins.
Yeah, and I'll throw them and they land on your heads.
Did anyone play Gabriel Knight?
Oh, can I talk? I was going to bring that up. We're in high school. Bob, I will try to steal your story because I think I know what you're going to mention.
Damn it. All right, go for it.
Because when we're in high school, Vu, he would call me up and tell me what he was doing in games. And this memory has stuck in my mind because it was so scary because basically, I'll let Vu do it because I know it's to do with a window, isn't it, Vu?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you tell it.
Well, have you guys played it?
What?
Night. It was a Sierra game back in like 1990s, 94.
I haven't played it, but I remember the cover. Kind of scary.
Well, the premise of the game is it's set in New Orleans, which is awesome because you got the whole French accent thing going, and you got the whole voodoo mysteries, you know, thing going on around there. And the thing is that you're this detective, hired to investigate these voodoo murders that have been happening around the town, right? And so you start delving into the occult, and you yourself, you're this you also run a bookstore, which is kind of like a nice, like a difference to the game because, like, you know, in between investigating voodoo mysteries, you head back to this bookstore where you feel kind of safe. And the game happens between multiple days. So the first day, it sets up the scene where, you know, you go investigate the first murder and you come back. And then the second day, you start, you know, you're already in the story and you're talking to your assistant, the bookstore. And then the only thing you don't notice, and it's really subtle, is that there's this guy just standing at the window the whole time. And you don't notice him because it's so subtle, but when you do notice him, you just freak out. It's like, who the hell is that guy standing watching me? And you can't do anything. You like walk up to him, you can interact with him, you click on him, and the character goes, shoo, what are you doing here? Get away. And he doesn't even move. He doesn't blink or anything. And that the thought of just having someone standing there and watching
yeah.
you freaks me out. Yep. Still to this day.
Well, that was so freaky when you told me. I still remember it like 10 years later.
I think we all know what to do when land night comes. We'll just wait outside Vu, you know, fog it a little bit and just stare at
it. Hey, Vu, Bob, you've done that before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember he stood at the window just looking in.
Yeah, imagine standing at the window just looking in perfectly
yeah.
still.
Yeah.
As soon as that Chris person sees you, you
just... Oh, so good.
Yeah, but that was a classic game.
Yeah, I haven't played it, but people love it.
Yeah, the voice acting's actually got who is it? It's Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill.
Cool. He's in a few games actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're ever wondering where he went, he started doing voice acting for
yeah,
games.
Yeah, he did quite a few big ones. Like, is it Arkham Asylum? He's the Joker. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And he was in Wing Commander, I think, as well, as one of the voices.
Yes, he was. Yeah. Which is fitting.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. How about, what was that? Alone in the Dark. Did you guys play that?
Yeah, I can't believe we haven't mentioned it yet. I didn't play it. Yeah. It's supposed to be really creepy, right?
Don, you want to mention this, don't you? You played
it. I'm heading a different one, but you go for it.
Oh, no, I didn't play it that much, but the only scene I really remember, because I could never get very far in that game, there's one scene I remember was that you're creeping around this bedroom on like the second floor of this mansion. You're a detective that has to go and investigate this scary mansion in the middle of nowhere. And if I was that detective, I would just say, no, hell no.
Screw that. It's not worth the money.
Yeah, somehow you end up there and you got to... There's like ghosts inhabiting this mansion or something. I don't know who the evil guy was because I never finished it, but I had to go to the second level and I was creeping around this bedroom and there was just a cot in the bedroom or something, and as you're looking around, something approaches you from behind, and maybe it was a cutscene because I don't remember having control of my character.
Nope.
I thought I just jumped out the window or something.
I don't think you would have done that if you controlled it, yeah.
I prefer death.
You, if you had control, you just jump out.
Who was the evil character in that game?
I can't remember. It's been so long.
Yeah.
But I wonder if you can still play those kind of games nowadays. If you can.
Yes, you can, because there's a site called Good Old Games. Have you heard of it, Don?
Is it the emulators?
No, it's so cool. It's basically like this website called Good Old Games. If you go to GOG.com, basically they've got all these old games, like even I'm sure Alone in the Dark is in there, unless there's copyright issues, but they've made it so you can run it on modern PCs. So they sell the games for like less than like $10, usually like $2 or $3, you know, and you can buy these classic games, download it, and legally, so, and then it's just a file, you double click it, it installs it, and bam, you start playing it. It's so good. It preserves these old games, because normally to get them to run on modern PCs is a nightmare. So it's like you've done this, the easy work for you. So, and once you've bought it, it stays on your account just like Steam. So you never have to really have a copy anymore. You just download it whenever you want to play.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It's like great
keeping for games.
Yeah. So if we talk about these games and people want to play them, they can just grab it from Good Old Games sometimes. Yeah.
Well, the game I wanted to talk about was not so creepy, but it's Aliens versus Predator, where you get to choose whether you want to play as an alien, a predator, or a human. But they have multiplayer and they have single player. The single player one's pretty cool, but you can actually be an alien running around all the walls, and you can bite people's heads off.
Or
you can be the predator where you have stealth mode.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're just waiting to pounce on the human, but the humans have got a few tricks up their sleeve too, like motion detectors, grenade launches.
So it's pretty balanced.
So I really like that game. It was a good multiplayer game. I'm all about multiplayer.
Yeah.
I don't generally play games that aren't multiplayer.
Yep.
But another cool multiplayer game is Aliens vs. Predator.
Yeah, I heard really good things about it. I heard the experience playing each of the different races is really different.
Yeah. Right. And they got each of us like a storyline as well.
That's very cool. I never played it.
Oh, so when you play that, you don't actually play against... If you were an alien, you wouldn't actually see a predator, would you?
No, you do. You play against humans and against the predator. Your predator. So whatever race you are...
A predator's head as well.
Yeah, so everyone's the enemy, pretty much.
Yeah.
In the multiplayer,
none of those three races like each other.
Yeah, the multiplayer games, all the three races are playing as one. As in the same game. So you've got predators running around in stealth, and the aliens running on the walls, and the marines just shooting everywhere. So it's really cool. I think I played the first one or the second one. There might be have been a by now, but maybe I'll.
Yeah, I heard it was really good.
But who would play the humans?
The good man. Just like, you know, StarCraft.
Yeah,
Terrans
like that, because like
I was Zerg though. Bob was Terran. Tunis, were you Protoss?
Protoss in this one, in the first one, I was Terran. In StarCraft 1, I was Terran.
Yeah, all right. I would always go the underdog, like the Zerg. Very hard to play, but when you play them, it's very fun.
Because that was the same in Aliens vs. Predator, isn't it? The humans had the guns and the gadgets, and the aliens would be extremely squishy, but they'll be fast and they'll be, I guess, in numbers.
Like Zerg,
like the Zerg. And then the predators will be like the Protoss, where they just
strong.
They can stealth. Strong.
And there's lesser numbers of them, but they're powerful.
Yeah, they've got insane weapons. Like, they've got that spear that can just...
Headshot.
Yeah, headshot.
That was cool.
And they can turn invisible. That was
talking about these games just makes me want to play it. Oh my god.
I know, I was thinking the same thing. Units are so cool. I love when you click on them and they talk. For ire! Or what is it? All those noises they make.
Yeah.
Look, look.
Yeah. Remember in Warcraft, you click on them a zillion times and they say so many different things?
Yeah.
So
I wasn't it like, could you click on a sheep as well and it would explode?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think you could explode the sheep, yes. Now that you mentioned it. That was so funny.
Exploding sheep.
Yeah. Best weapon.
something so funny about that.
Yeah. I think in Worms, was that a weapon or something? I remember exploding a weapon somewhere.
Was
it? Yeah.
That was like a super or something.
Yeah. I remember that.
So, any other games that you guys wanted to talk about or last things that you want to say?
Can't think of it right now.
I guess...
LOL skins.
Oh, LOL's... Okay, go.
Yeah, Halloween theme. That's right, go for it.
Yeah, Halloween theme. They're coming out soon, so if anyone's like playing... I don't think so.
You know what would be cool? On Halloween day, if you play and suddenly everyone's in Halloween costume, that would be really cool if that happened.
Well, you have to purchase the skin, though.
Unfortunately, yeah.
But a lot of people do.
They should just one free one just to give people a taste.
That's a good idea to promote it.
And like you can only use it on Halloween day. That would be cool just to let people do that to have fun for one day.
A freebie one.
Yeah. Mm. I reckon they should do that.
That's a selling idea, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, just for the day. And after you like it, then you have to pay for it.
Because people would like that, I reckon. Yeah.
I know, Drew, you've bought a few skins yourself.
Did you get the My Little Pony one?
Yeah, I did.
Awesome.
And then after, as soon as I got it, they nerfed his ass, so you can't use him anymore.
What, did they get rid of his speed or something, or what?
No, they just made him a lot less useful.
Damn it!
A lot of the items that he used to, depend upon, they nerfed the shit out of that, you couldn't build it. He built him a certain way, and one of his main bread and butter abilities, which is not a big thing, but it helps him through the jungle.
Yeah.
They nerfed it so that it uses a lot of mana now. So when you just spam it, you just run out of mana, and then you just cop a beating from there. No, so the minions, not even from the heroes. So
bad.
You kind of use him.
I don't like that.
So bad. Yeah, so I was very sad when that happened.
You know Sivir, are they remaking just the look, not the actual abilities of her?
No, abilities at all. They're doing the abilities. I can't watch it. Sivir was always kind of not very useful at all as a AD carry, but they're remaking a few of her skills.
Yeah.
Still, the core of it is still the same, but I've seen her skin, and her skin is pretty cool. I think they've made the boomerang a bit bigger as well. Can't wait for it to come out. And regarding the Halloween skin, I think it's so cool when you purchase a skin because it's a limited time only, especially for Halloween.
Oh, so, really limited.
Yeah, that's right. So I think that there's an Annie Frankenstein skin, which once Halloween's over, you can't buy it. So you have to wait until the next time. So it really just depends. So I might get the Halloween anyone. I plan to only buy one skin and use that for all my games.
Skins, can you get it with IP or does it have to be RP?
You have to pay cash with it. We don't have IP. I think a lot of us would have skins.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
But yeah.
Because I remember one year they gave 400 as an RP.
Yeah.
For free.
Stuffing up.
But it was just short of enough to buy a skin. And I was
See, that's tricky, isn't it? Because then you spend it, so you just pay a little bit of money. That's clever, actually.
Oh, man.
That's tight.
Hey, was I playing at that time? Because I don't think I was actually on it. I got that.
I don't know. This was a while ago. I think it might have been for Christmas or something like that. Hopefully, maybe this year. Mm. I'll get enough to buy a skin.
If they keep doing it, it adds up. And
after you can get a Teemo skin. You can get the
Halloween Teemo.
Funny one.
The skins are so cool, actually. They're really cool.
Yeah, so the thing is that with the skins, sometimes, because I change the character, everything, even the abilities, with Teemo.
It looks different.
Instead of mushrooms, he's laying eggs or something like that. There's Easter Bunny Teemo.
Yeah.
And there was one game where I was up against a Teemo. And I saw an egg. Oh, no, he was on my team or something. And I saw an egg. And I was like, is this a new item that they've got?
So you walked over it,
trying to pick it up.
It gives you health.
All right. So.
I'll be winding up because I want to talk about something that's not Halloween related, but it's not game related. King of Kong, I know you've watched it, Don, and I know you've watched it, Bob. Have you heard of this, guys? Oh, no, I guess it's
yeah,
I'm talking.
I don't have.
But basically, I'll just talk about it. It's basically a documentary about the people who play like the old arcade games, like, you know, like Space Invaders, all this stuff, and mainly about Donkey Kong. And it's about the two players who are vying for the top score in Donkey Kong. And it's so good. It's such a well done documentary. And
yes, when I first heard about it, it's like, how interesting can an hour of some documentary be made for Donkey Kong, which is a very simple game. But they showed the history behind really hardcore players that spend every second of their spare time.
Hours. Game.
Yeah, and these are simple
still games. To this day.
Hey.
To this day, because the documentary was made in 2007, so not that long ago.
Okay. And, the interesting is, there's let's say Donkey Kong, there's a kill screen. So there's a certain level where the game crashes. Like, you can't really finish the game because there's no real end to it. But the game crashes because I think the way they made it is. Was it 8-bit only could handle a certain amount of
number,
crashes?
Yeah.
So when it reached like 9999, it would reset. So these hardcore players would pretty much play up until that level. And yeah, there's a story between these two competitors, was
such
really
a story.
Wait, was this Donkey Kong or
Donkey
Space
Kong.
Invaders?
Donkey Kong.
Because I think I saw, like, on Facebook, someone posted something similar.
That was
where, like,
Don talking about Donkey.
Yeah, but then you had a picture of Space Invaders.
Pac-Man. It was Pac-Man. It looked like
Space Pac-Man, Space. Sorry. Sorry.
Pac-Man has the same thing. It's
because it's the same kind of technology, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they've got a kill screen as well.
Mm. It's amazing. Yeah. Really, really good documentary. I recommend it to people who are interested in games.
Now they do want to be actually able to finish the game, though.
Yeah, but they're so hardcore, aren't they, Don?
They are.
It's like so much reflex and stuff. Oh, it's amazing.
But tell you, one of that main character dude, his eyes were constantly half closed or half open. I don't know. I think that's the side effect of playing too many games.
Yeah.
And after we look at pictures of ourselves and it's all the same.
After LOL, too much LOL.
Yeah, too much
LOL. I reckon even if you don't like games, it's an interesting documentary.
Yeah, it's a great documentary. And they do it with a lot of respect, you know, of the subject matter. They're not, like, poking fun at it, too. It's good.
Yeah. Serious stuff.
Mm.
Serious stuff.
It is. It's really cool. All right. I'm done with that.
Cool. Well, yeah, happy Halloween, right?
Well,
happy Halloween.
Just a heads up on a game coming out since it's about Left 4 Dead. Left 4 Dead 3.
Really?
In the works.
Oh, no,
wow. It's coming out.
They don't know yet. They're thinking probably November next year.
Oh, this is Halloween, man.
Can't tell us that now.
Yeah.
Just like another year.
You mean November next year?
Next year.
No, that's just like Diablo. They told us Diablo 3 in 10 years ago.
You know, Blizzard, whenever they announce something, don't hold your breath. Because I remember, I can tell you what, Warcraft 3, when they announced that, every year it was like, Warcraft 3, it was like 3 or 4 years later before it came out. but you know what? When Blizzard releases something, it is fantastic, and you can play it forever. Literally forever. Yeah.
Oh, except for Diablo 3.
Okay. You have me there. But you know what? They're continually working on it, so they're trying to change things. Like, they're getting rid of the auction house in March next year, apparently, because it's stuffed up the game, apparently, the auction house, the real auction house.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So they're tinkering with it, hopefully. Yeah.
I won't be going back to it, sorry. I'm moving on.
Yeah. But other than Diablo 3, everything else has been fantastic.
Hey, I think the Cookie Monster's back. I think.
Oh, really?
So if anyone else wants to say anything, better say now. Otherwise, you can sign up.
I'm signing out.
Okay. Tuna is signing out.
Donovan, beam me up, Scotty.
Oh, what? He's got a cool phrase. Damn it. Finally, I know. Cowabunga.
No, you can't go back.
I'll be ready for next turn.
Hit it, Cookie Monster.
Come on, show me your points.
Did you sign that?
He disappeared. He's just not there.
Did you sign out? Tickle. Donovan, you are a legend. Donovan is a legend. Donovan is legendary.
Alrighty, catch you guys later.
Alright, catch you guys next, sir.